Next, Georgia Blackwood.
Good afternoon, Chairman Patton, members of the committee. My name is Georgia Blackwood, and I'm a lifetime resident of Lawrence, Kansas. I'm an enrolled member of the Kickapoo Tribe in Kansas and affiliated with the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in Kansas. I appreciate the opportunity to present written testimony in support of House Bill 2646. It's hard for me to come to testify for legislation that is so critical for my community. Indigenous women and girls face disproportionately high rates of violence in the United States. Experts estimate Native American women face a murder rate of 10 times higher than the national average, with 84% experiencing some form of violence in their lifetimes. This is according to the research from the National Institute for Justice, the research arm of the Department of Justice. You know, these are not just numbers. These are real people. This is so frustrating that we even have to present this bill. But I am here today to ask you to act and vote in favor of House Bill 2646. The state of Kansas must coordinate training for law enforcement agencies on missing and murdered Indigenous people, so this does not keep on going. There are currently 574 federally recognized Indian tribes in the United States and approximately 326 Indian reservations. Over 1 million Native American residents live on or near reservation lands. Victims' families can face a patchwork of tribal, state, or federal law enforcement agencies to respond to a crime. And sometimes, victims are dismissed as chronic runaways. This issue has plagued our communities since 1492, when Europeans would kidnap our women and ship them to Europe. I live in a community where our Indigenous people have been murdered or missing. It's time that we look for solutions and work together to heal and serve justice for Indigenous peoples and their families.
Any questions? Got it easy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.